Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Little Green Jacket. And this story was written by Jody D. And it's co-illustrated by Steve Goad. And my friends, I would love to share something very special with you. Did you know that you can have something in your life that can touch the lives of others? Multiple people? In fact, we're going to find out about why it's important to donate something and how it can have different lives as it goes. So buckle up, you guys, because this is actually three stories in one, and I cannot wait to share it with you. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Happy, happy, happy hail. Happy, happy, happy rain. Happy, happy, happy snow.
Let's see, that was hail, snow, and rain, but they're all happy? Amazing. It just sounds like a storm. Are you a storm?
Thunder. Crash, crash, crash.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Once upon a time, in a factory not that long ago, a little green jacket was made. It was cut with precision, stitched with care. The cold air had come. The jacket was packed in a box and shipped far away. Its journey had begun. Mom, Dad, this is the coolest jacket ever! Mike cried gleefully. Rover sat patiently waiting for Mike to play. It almost looks like it's glowing, Mike's father mused. And so we can see in the picture, the mom is watching as the boy opens his presents. It looks like it's either birthday or Christmas, right? And he's gotten a bright green jacket, and he's pretty happy about it. Even the jacket has something to say. This must be my boy. He is just my size. He holds me up high and smiles.
Let's go, Rover!
Mike beamed, dragging his sled behind him. Rover barked and ran ahead. They're sledding, aren't they?
The fields glisten and sparkle. I hug my boy tight and keep him warm.
It's time for dinner, Mike's mother shouted from afar.
Come, Rover,
Mike called.
We have to bring the cows in.
It seems like they live on a farm, don't they? Because he's got cows and a big field.
Hey, Mike, isn't that the same jacket you wore last year?
Mike's friend teased.
How was your summer?
Summer was great. Our tractor won first place at the fair, Mike said excitedly.
And yes, my lucky jacket goes everywhere.
So a year has gone by, it looks like, right?
All of Mike's friends have grown. Voices rise and fall. Giggles and chatter echo through the halls. I patiently wait wherever my boy puts me.
This coat really likes her boy, doesn't she? Mike, our youth group is looking for items. This jacket is too small. You should donate it, Mike's mother suggests.
But Mom,
Mike sulked.
That's my favorite jacket.
Someone else will love it as much as you, Mike's mother assured him. I promise.
My boy is no longer my size. I held him tight so many times. I will miss him. Where will I go?
Oh, the green jacket seems kind of sad, don't you think?
Mira, papi, gracias por all these claws, Diego cheered. This jacket is so cool.
De nada, Diego.
Diego's father replied, our youth group donated them to us.
A different room, up high in the sky. There are so many buildings and windows. A new boy holds me up high and smiles. He is just my size.
Oh, the jacket has found a new home, hasn't she? Now, this boy is different. Diego is different than Mike, right? He doesn't live on a farm. He lives in an apartment in a city. right? Mm-hmm. A big city, how fancy.
Diego, how do you come up with all these cool ideas?
Diego's friends asked.
You're an amazing artist. Just from things around me.
Diego grinned.
Like my lucky jacket. Check out my green villain.
Ooh, he must be drawing comic books. That's really cool.
I like to draw them too.
Mm-hmm.
It is busy here all day and night. Noises close and far. My boy can walk in many places. His grandmother's, school, the library, convenience stores, or art museums. Even at night, the sky is bright, but we can still see the moon.
I think the coat is finding a new world, isn't she?
Papi, do I have to stay at Abuela's again this weekend?
Diego whined. Diego, you know I have no help. I have to run the shop.
Papi sighed.
But Abuela has something special planned mañana. It's the city's annual Festival de Art.
I always hold my boy tight while he waits for his father. He sits quietly and draws.
Yeah, Diego is an artist. And it looks like his father runs an auto shop, right? Yeah.
Once again, my boy is no longer my size. Even though the places and situations were different and the things they did were different, my boys were so much the same. My boys had happy times and sad times and fun memories and bad memories. They both had good friends and some not so good friends. I will miss him. Where will I go?
Oh, it looks like his father has said, "Oh, time to donate this old coat." And the green jacket has now been placed into another bin. Attention, shoppers! The speaker vibrated. There is a spring special today, 40% off all coats, a woman declared.
Oh my, Vanessa will adore this jacket.
Vanessa's mother mused.
A woman holds me up high, but she's not my size. This place is full of many garments, all different textiles and colors and sizes to fit the different shapes and types of people. Each one has a story.
Oh my goodness, it sounds like this mom is buying her coat for her daughter.
Mom, where did you get this jacket?
Vanessa screamed.
It's so rad!
At the local thrift store, Vanessa's mother said. It has marvelous recycled items.
Another new place. A girl, just my size, holds me up and smiles. She must be mine,
says the coat, who gets to go to a girl now.
Are you ready for your big tournament next weekend?
Vanessa's best friend asked.
I can't wait. This could be the third year in a row we win the championship.
Vanessa cheered.
I can do anything with my lucky jacket.
And they're practicing for soccer, aren't they? Mm-hmm. They must have a soccer tournament coming up.
My girl is outside every day kicking a ball. Girls love to chat. My girl has two houses, one with her mom and one with her dad. And they have two of many things, but their favorite things go back and forth, and I am one of them. Hey, Austin, I grew 3 inches since last year,
Vanessa pronounced, tossing the little green jacket at him.
Are you serious?
Austin asked, stunned.
This is your favorite jacket.
Mom said I had to clean out my clothes.
Vanessa snickered.
It's all yours. A little brother holds me up high and smiles. He must be my new boy.
Austin, does your sister have another away tournament this weekend?
Austin's friend asked.
Yeah, but I get to stay at my dad's so I can return so I can go to our game.
Austin replied as he sped away.
Maybe we'll win one this year with my new lucky jacket. Yeah, right, Austin. We stink.
Austin's friend kidded as he tried to catch up.
My boy loves to play with his friends that live nearby. They like to tease each other. My girl did not like to be teased. It's different being a little brother or sister.
How can a storm do that? Austin stared and pointed in disbelief. Is it going to hit us?
No, Austin. That's happening on the other side of the world, his mother assured him. Thankfully, we are safe.
It says winds will reach 120 miles per hour, Vanessa declared, shaken. That is so scary.
In the picture, we can see that they are watching their television. And that it says, breaking news, a tropical cyclone. Ooh, this is a bad storm, don't you think? So everyone is looking at the pictures on the television.
Something terrible is happening. We rarely watch television on school nights. I hold my boy extra tight. I know he is scared.
See, it's very nice to have something cozy on when you see something scary like that, don't you think? In the pictures, they show us the tropical storm and how it has destroyed the beach and the houses, and even the trees are bent and broken.
3,500 homes were destroyed, Vanessa said sadly, sorting through clothes.
My friends at school are donating to the relief effort, too. Mom, give my little green jacket, Austin said. If those poor families lost everything, I know it will help. I know it will make someone as happy as it made me.
That is so kind of you, Austin, his mother said proudly. My boy thinks someone else needs me more,
thinks the jacket. And guess what? She's right.
Helicopters whirl above carrying crates. Everything was destroyed. Many people are patiently waiting. There is no clean water to drink. Men and women are unpacking boxes and distributing items. How wonderful that people organize around the world to help others in need. Many believe they are different than others because outside things are different, but inside they are the same. A woman holds me. There are tears in her eyes. She's with a little girl just my size.
I bet that little girl's going to get a new coat. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I embrace my new girl. She smiles. Love is universal. We need each other, even those we've never met. Giving is a thread that weaves us together. What is your jacket story?
And my friends, I have to ask you a very important question. Do you have something you have donated, or have you purchased something that was secondhand at a thrift store? If so, good for you. It's important to give something another life when you're done with it. Mm-hmm. And that is how we can help others. Right? Or we can receive help from others too, which is also very nice. And it is also
the end.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too. The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.